This is Ozarks at Large. If you're in a severe car accident, getting the appropriate care in a timely manner is critical, which is one of the reasons that the Arkansas Trauma Network was created. This network ranks hospitals on the level of trauma services they provide. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis recently discovered that only one hospital in Carroll County is capable of providing comprehensive trauma care to patients, and he has this report.
Mercy Hospital in Berryville recently announced that it was a Level 3 trauma center, although the designation has been in place since October 2011. Hospitals that are part of the statewide trauma network are placed on one of four levels based upon what services the hospital provides. Whereas a Level 4 trauma center typically stabilizes a patient before transferring him or her to a more equipped facility, a Level 1 trauma center has staff and equipment available to provide comprehensive care for the most serious of injuries. While the closest Level 1 trauma center is in Springfield, Missouri, and the only Level 2 trauma center in Northwest Arkansas's Washington Regional Medical Center in Fayetteville, there are several Level 3 trauma centers throughout the state, but the only one in Carroll County is Mercy Hospital in Berryville. Dr. Milo Warner, the hospital's trauma medical director and emergency room director, says that a Level 3 trauma center must still have comprehensive medical services available at all times.
Level 3 trauma designation requires that we have surgery and anesthesia available on a 24/7 basis. The idea being that if a trauma victim presents to our hospital, we are going to stabilize that victim and transfer them to the higher center of care if the patient is stable. If the patient is not stable, we have the ability to stabilize the patient with surgery and anesthesia and then transfer him on to the higher level of trauma services.
Hospitals that are part of the state trauma network receive appropriations from the state to assist in training personnel or improving equipment, all in the name of providing appropriate care. Based on its designation as a Level 3 trauma center, Mercy Berryville received more than $176,000 for fiscal year 2013, much of which Dr. Warner says went toward training costs for hospital staff.
The physicians are all required now to be trained in American Trauma Life Support. Like most small hospitals in Arkansas, most of our physicians are family physicians that work in the emergency room. So the state requires that they all be trained in Advanced Trauma Life Support, which is the American College of Surgeons program designed for non-surgeons who are evaluating and taking care of trauma patients. We also, as part of the state program, are required to have a bedside ultrasound called a FAST exam. And certainly, the physicians have all been trained on how to use the FAST exam for a rapid evaluation of a trauma abdomen.
But physicians aren't the only ones at Mercy Berryville who received additional training to maintain the Level 3 trauma designation. Nurses, too, received continuing training. Cindy Sullivan is the hospital's emergency department director and trauma program manager.
The education is huge for the nurses. Financially, it's difficult to get a large group of nurses educated because it does cost a considerable amount of money. And with the grant money from the state, that allows us not only to buy the equipment that we need, but to educate our nurses. So we have done a tremendous amount of educating this year, thanks to the Arkansas Trauma Program.
But while a Level 3 trauma center can take care of a variety of medical emergencies, Dr. Warner says that there are specific areas that Mercy Berryville can't address as a predominantly rural hospital.
We don't have neurosurgery, cardiac surgery, thoracic surgery, and, you know, there are some orthopedic cases that are done, like, only in Little Rock, for instance, a acetabular fracture. There's only one place in the state you can get those done. So there's, you know, lots of things with major trauma that a Level 3 can't do. The idea is to get the patient stabilized, save their life, and then get them transferred down for definitive care.
And getting patients the appropriate care is something that Michelle Gann, the hospital's vice president for patient services, says has been a goal with the hospital's push to be a part of the statewide trauma network.
We always saw these types of patients. They've come to us for years because if you get injured, they come, you know, to their closest emergency department. So we've always seen them. But in the past, it was perhaps not with the additional equipment that we've been able to purchase with the trauma grants. It was without the network, sort of as a safety net underneath us, helping to transfer the patient to the most appropriate definitive care facility.
That organization is something that Dr. Warner says came late to Arkansas. Formed by the Arkansas General Assembly in Act 393 of 2009, Warner says that the state's trauma system was one of the last to be developed in the country. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.